Hello, we're reading from the Apostle Paul, Volume 5, and item 777. You can watch this on Cab.tv, and you can ask questions there, which will be answered during the lesson. So for all, portion today, item 777.
We heard now in praise of the Book of Zohar, praising this composition and how special it is that anyone who reads, engages in, hears the Book of Zohar through his desire can evoke that upper force that Rabbi Shimon revealed and delight in it somewhat to the extent that he's capable, but nevertheless is ready, connected to the upper source, to the source of life. Let's try to do this too, so that we will draw this reforming light. We must be connected, because the Book of Zohar, which causes this correction, brings forth the correction. The connection brings correction. Please.
777. One who assembles a kind in its kind and knows how to connect a tie in its tie, a palace in its palace, a degree in its degree, has a portion in the next world. This is the wholeness of everything. And when the left is completed in the right, the male and the female, and also the palaces, all becomes one indeed. A kind in its kind. What emerges from that perfection is called Ma'aseh Merkava, the work of assembling. The word Merkava comes from the words Markiv, assembling, and Murkav, assembled. 778. And the Lord God made the man. It writes the full name Havaya Elohim, for man is a deed that comes out of the Merkava, Havaya Elohim, who assembled one in the other, a kind in its kind, a work of wholeness of everything. When the right is completed by the left is completed by the right. And likewise, male and female. When they were completed in one another, they are called Zerampi and Malchut, Havaya Elohim, the full name. Happy is he who knows how to tie the ties of faith and properly unite the unification. 779. As there are high and holy men, such as the name and which connect to one another, the holy name Havaya is interpreted above in Bina and interpreted below in Malchut. The name Havaya is above in Gar, in the unification, Havaya Eke, and this name in the middle, in Chagat, in the unification, Havaya Lukim. This name is also below in Nehim, in the unification, Havaya Adam. Havaya is the holy name. Echad, the meaning of everything, including all the names. The upper world, Bina, Gar, Eke, unites with the more concealed than concealed that is over it, Chochmah, that is called Havaya. And this is the unification, Havaya Eke, which partakes in it, and it is one. The lower world, Malchut, Adni, unites with the concealed, Zerampin, Havaya. And this is the unification, Havaya Adni. The one in the middle, Malchut, above Chazer de Zerampin, Elohim, unites with the upper holy Merkava atop her, Chagat, Havaya. And this is the unification, Havaya Elohim, which is Maaseh Merkava. 780. Four Merkavot come out on the path of Binah, four Sfirot, Chagat and Malchut, above the Chazeh. Four Merkavot come out on the part of Malchut from Chazeh to Zerampin, below, four angels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, as each one is interpreted into four. Each Merkava, four, when the degree look. Three lines and Malchut, who receives them. Also, they are all four each, until the degrees come down, the holy name Adni, by those Merkavot that travel in the name Adni. They are called bronze mountains. There are upper mountains, Chagat Zeranpin, and lower mountain, Nehid Zeranpin, which illuminate in Malchut and stand in three sides, right, left, and middle, coming out gold, silver, and bronze. Nehid Zeranpin come out from Chagat Zeranpin, which are called gold, silver, and bronze. 781. The bronze below, in Briah, is because those Merkavot that come out of the name Adni in the first palace, four Merkavot that come out of two spirits, right and left, from the sapphire pavement, those two spirits are called two bronze men. 782. Four Merkavot come out of those two spirits, the bronze mountains. Four Ofanim that use the name Adni that sank in the angel, Sandal, minister of the Panim. Also, all the Merkavot are messengers of the world, one atop the other, horses and carriages, since there is a carriage over horses that pull it. 783. The holy name Adni is included in Havayah. Who is Havayah Elohim? The name Elohim is not included in another name, like Adni, which is included in Havayah, and whose Prinah is cancelled in Havayah. Rather, the name Elohim is not cancelled and included in another name, because there is a living God, Elohim in Binah, and from the name Elohim in Binah, the name spreads into Gvurah de Zeranpin and into Malchut, who are called Elohim, and spreads into Bia. Its illumination does not stop anywhere, but spreads on, which is why it is not included, cancelled in another name. 784. The name that includes all the names is Havayah, which, when full, is Yud, K, Bav, K. In this last combination of the holy name, the priest knew how to purify in all his sides as the names rose on several sides in 42 Ofanim, in the expansion of the harsh Binah, which includes all the names. The name Havayah includes all the names, Sfirot, in the name Bembet, which is Kachab. The four letters of simple Havayah is Keter. The 10 letters of the filling of Havayah, Yud Ke Vav Ke, is Chokhmah, and with the 28 letters of the filling of the Vav Dalet, He, Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Ke Aleph, they are 42 letters together. The name Havayah includes Gah, Kachab, and Zeranpin, 10 letters of the filling Yud, Yud Ke Vav Ke, like Chokhmah. Malchut is a calculation of these 10 letters, which is 45. Thus, the name Havayah comprises all 10 Sfirot. This is why it is said, it was said that it includes all the names, for the Sfirot are called names. 785. The name Havayah includes all the names in the combination Ahival Dinam. The rest of the names are included in those letters, connecting with the name Havayah, which are the three names, Ekye, Elohim, Adni. Those come out and these come in. After, when the harsh spark from Binah expanded, the letters come joined within her. Letters come in and letters come out in those nine letters. And these were given to the upper holy ones to go by the way of joining the letters of unification out of the letters of the names, as the priest would know how to join the names in the letters of the five letters. Four names are employed.
שהוויה מתייחד עמהם בגר ובחגת ובנהי. וזה הכלל שאינו מכפיל עוד פעמיים. למשל, בהוויה...
This is a rule that does not replace twice, meaning הוויה does not define the two letters K, but one, meaning יוד K וו. And also in אקיה, the lower H is lacking, and it defines only אלף K יוד. Hence, those K and יוד, which imply K Yud of Yud K Vav, imply also to Keyud of Aleph Keyud, and the Keyud of Elohim, besides the Yud of Adni, which was multiplied on purpose, because it is a degree that is defined, that is not in all the letters, which implies the revelation of Chochmah. In the combination of Ha'evel, you find all the names that are in it, and all the other names that are in there connect in the word, in the name Havaya. In the unification in Elohim, we define Yud Kei Vav, which implies Havaya, and the letters Aleph, Lamed, Kei Yud, which with the combination Ha'evel, mean Dinam. This is the letters Elohim. And we took to this unification from the noted combination six letters, which are the five letters Ahival with the letter Mem of Dinam. And we remained with the four letters Dinam, which we did not use in this unification, Havaya Elohim. In each unification, several letters that require unification come in, and several letters that do not need unification come out. In the unification Havaya Elohim, the letters Ahival, Mem from the unification entered, and the three letters Din, which did not need this unification, came out. Similarly, in the unification Havaya Adni, seven letters come in, Yud Kei Vav from the unification of Ahival, which is Havaya, and Aleph from Ahival, and with Dalet Yod Nun from Dinam. And two letters we did not use, Lamed Mem, came out. Afterwards, when the harsh spark from Binah turned and expanded in the name Membet, which is Gar, in which there is the unification of Havaya Ekye, four letters join that unification, Yod Kei Vav of Ahival, which is Havaya, with Aleph Kei Yud of Ahival, which are Ekye. And five letters that are not needed for that unification come out, meaning letters come in and letters come out in those nine letters of the nine letters Ahival Dinam, meaning they remain superfluous. 786. It is written, and they had the hands of man under their wings. Spirits, animals, and Ofanim are all winged. The hands under their wings are to receive prayers and receive those who repent. The hands of a man means places and receptacles to accept people in their prayers and litanies, and to open doors to receive them, to unite and to tie ties, and to do as they wish. 787. These places and receptacles are called the hands of man because they are for man. These are holy names that rule over each degree, in which people come in with their prayers and litanies through all the high gates. By that, the lower ones rule above. 788. And the Lord said unto Moses, turn your hands unto the sky. But how could he raise his hands unto the sky? Turn means lower. As it is written, he bowed the heavens and came down, extending from above downward. Your hands means your place, the place of the degree you're in, Tiferet. This is an extension in the holy name. All the upper ones and lower ones in names travel and exist. And people enter the high places, palaces through them, and there is no one to protest against them. Happy are those who know how to set up the unification of their master properly and to go by the path of truth so they will not err in faith. 789. There's a high secret in these palaces inside the faith, Malchut of Atzilut, that is clothed in them, which is called faith. All the animals of the Merkavot differ from one another in order to include these and those favorably, to correct them, as it is written, and he advanced her and her maidens to the best. Within these seven palaces is the wholeness of above. When they are included and complemented by one another, prayers and litanies of those who know how to arrange them, correct them above, enter them. as it is written, and seven choice maidens to give to her from the king's house. 790. This is the order of the seven palaces in the prayer, Maker, through the 18th prayer. The first prayer is the sapphire pavement. We say, Maker of light and creator of darkness, as it is the illumination of the good stone, sapphire, which sparkles to two sides, to the right and the left, light and darkness. Since before the left line unites with the right, it is dark, because the Chokhmah is without chasadim. Afterwards we say, How plentiful are your works, O Lord! You have made them all with wisdom. This relates to all the ofanim and wheels in the first palace. It is said about them, You have made them all with wisdom. The earth is full of your possessions. And afterwards, the king who alone is exalted ever since, relating to the holy name, Avaya Elohim, in the first palace. The whole of the holy name, who is complete in the two names, Havaya Adni. This is the meaning of ascending through the air. It is said about that, and lofty since days of old, since lofty is in the air. Thus far are the intentions of the first palace. 791. The second palace is object. We are trying to work on the unification. The Zohar only operates on one who is engaged in unity, in the correction of the soul of Adam Rishon. 791. The second palace is object of the heaven. We say a blessed God, great in knowledge, written in the order of the alphabet, which is Avaya Etni, which includes Aleph Bet, little letters. Here, the alphabet of in the blessing, great God in knowledge, are the small letters. Here, the angels are the ones saying holy and blessed. For here, it is Kedusha, as we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. The third palace say, to the blessed God, they shall give melodies. 792.
המחדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית משום שבהיכל הרביעי מתגלגלים
The fourth palace is the palace of Zichut. We say, who renew in his kindness the work of creation each day, always, since in the fourth palace the lights and the dinim in the world reincarnate, and one who is rewarded with life is renewed as before to exist in the light of the right, which is called El. 793. The fifth palace is the palace of love called everlasting love. It is an extension of the love from the palace that is called love. It is, as we say, an everlasting love. You have loved the Lord, your God, our God. Blessed are you, the Lord. You chose his people.
The sixth palace is the palace of desire. We say true and firm and right and enduring. In these palaces, there need not be a cessation because by extending the prayer and the desire, the palaces join together and connect to one another with holy names and govern each one. 795. The seventh palace is a palace of holy of holies. We say, Lord, open my lips. This is the secret of speaker, which we must say in a whisper. No, the sound is not heard. Here is the will of the heart, to aim and to raise the desire from below upward to Ein Sof, to tie the seventh, the palace of Holy of Holies, to the seventh, Bina Da'atzilut, one in the other from below upward. This is because all the palaces are included in the palace of Holy of Holies. The Malchut Da'atzilut rises with them, and afterwards from above down, extending blessings from the origin of life. Seven, superior palace in Atzilut, which is Bina.
In the first three blessings, we extend from Bina to Bina and to Chagat of the palaces. In the last three blessings, we extend from Bina to Nehi of the palaces, with the will of the heart, with the shutting of the eyes, with the letters of the seven upper holy names, which are Bochu, Achdatam, Kuzu, Hashtapa, Bam, Bemuchan, Matzbatz. 796. The seventh upper palace is Bina, the origin of life. This is the first blessing, and in this blessing, Malchut ascends to Bina with all that is included in her. This is the first palace, the beginning of everything from above downward. For all the mochin of Zon and Bia begin with Bina. It receives the seventh palace from below, the palace of Holy of Holies, that rose and was included in Malchut of Atzilut to connect one with another, seventh to seventh. The palace of Holy of Holies is the seventh of the palaces of Bria. And Bina, the seventh of Sfirot of Atzilut, if counting from Yesod, in which Malchut is included, as in the first palace, the sapphire pavement of Bria. This is because below the palace of Holy of Holies, whomever rises to the upper palace, Bina rises. 797. This is in Blessed Are You, the Lord our God and God of our fathers, which we say in the first blessing in the 18th. Blessed implies multiplication of all the lower ones that were included in the animals, the Sfarim and Ofanim, and in all the palaces in the multiplication of the palace of the Holy of Holies. All those were included and are now present in Malchut of Atzilut in concealment. And then Malchut of Atzilut is called blessed because she was blessed with all those multiplications and blessings and secrets that were complemented in her. That is, since all the lower ones in the palaces and all the palaces were included in Malchut, Malchut is called blessed. This is how we need to aim when we say the word blessed. 798. You points to the crowning of the hidden letters that illuminate in Malchut. U is the whole of the 22 letters from Aleph to Tav. This is At from Atah. The letter Hey in Atah indicates that the letter Hey, who is Malchut, includes 22 letters from above, from Yesod of Zeranpin, which she assembles within her. This is the Aleph Tav Hey in the word Atah. When Malchut is in completeness in the river, Yesod of Zeranpin, which is gripped to her, she ascends to be crowned above in Zeranpin. As it is written, and by this maiden came to the king. And by this, by Yesod, which is called this, the maiden is Malchut, came to the king, Zeranpin. And then it is written, all that she said was given to her. This is Blessed Are You. We should aim in that and tie the desire to that when we say, Blessed are you. 799. The Lord our God, the intention is to the connection and unification of the upper king above. The unification of Chochmah and Bina, since Havaya is Chochmah. Our God is Bina. When the maiden came to the king Zeranpin, all that she said was given to her, relating to the illumination of these Chochmah Bina to be given to her. 800. And the God of our fathers, the fathers Chagat of Zeranpin, are to bless Malchut. This is the God of Abraham, Chesed, God of Isaac, Gvura, and God of Jacob, Tiferet. Just as the maiden Malchut did not leave the lower ones because they were all included in her, so she was never abandoned by the fathers, Chagat of Zeranpin, to whom she grips so they will crown her. 801. Because Malchut was blessed with each of the Chagat of Zeranpin, she must be mentioned with each one. That is, we say, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, mentioning the name God, which is Malchut, for each of the patriarchs. Afterwards, they all gather in one connection and are crowned with her when we say the great, mighty, and terrible God, which is all of them together to raise her up to Chagat. God is Malchut, great is Chesed, mighty is Gvura, and terrible is Tiferet. And the name God, Malchut, is said in order to raise her to all Chagat together. In the beginning, in God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, she received from them from up down, above downward, from Chagat to Malchut. Now, in the great, mighty, and terrible God, she is included in them from below upward, to include her with them. This is so because when they say the great, mighty, and terrible God, they are all included in her. And then she rises with Chagat Bina. At that time, we say the superior God rewarding good chasadim, acquiring everything. Superior God is the right line of Bina, rewarding good chasadim for the left line of Bina, and acquiring everything is the middle line of Bina, which acquires both lines together. This is the whole of everything, since all the mochin and all the degrees come out from these three lines in Bina. 802. Who remembers the chasadim of the fathers when Chagat and Malchut were detained with Bina and entered her in entrails when they were included in the interior of Bina called entrails and were blessed there? It is so because remembers means bestows, that Bina bestows chasadim upon the fathers Chagat. Afterwards, Bina releases them from the Itkalelut and takes them out of him. Then they are blessed. When they are blessed. And that bowing, when they say, "Blessed are you, O Lord, protector of Abraham," here everyone comes out from Bina to their own places, since protector of Abraham, Chesed, is in the right. And in the right, they are all properly blessed. 803. The seventh palace is the upper king, Bina. The patriarchs, Chagat, are crowned in him. They rise to him and are included in him. Until now, before we say a king who helps, saves, and protects, they are included in Bina. That palace, Bina, must take them out of it. And when it takes them out of the blessings, so they bestow them upon the maiden, Malchut, the maiden grips to the patriarchs, to all the blessings that Chagat received while in Bina. And although they have already been included in the palaces, and Malchut has already been included in Chagat and Bina, still now that Chagat went out of Bina, Chagat and Malchut grip to those blessings together. And when we say, a king who helps, saves, and protects, Bina takes them out of her blessings, and they each come to his place. 804. The seventh palace, the high and holy name Bohu, is an acronym for of blessing, chesed, power, and judgment. This is the whole of everything. It is Malchut and Chagat and Bina, since blessing is Malchut. Chesed is the right line. Power is the left line, Gvura, and judgment is the middle line, Tiferet. This is Ekye, the whole of the Mochin. Since the name Bohu is the adjacent letters to the name Ekye. After the letter Aleph of Ekye, there's the Bet of Bohu. And after the Hey of Ekye, there's the Vav of Bohu. After Yud of Ekye, there's Kaf of Bohu. And after the bottom Hey of Ekye is the last Vav of Bohu. These letters are the whole of everything, because the letters of the name Bohu took out those who come out of them, Chagat and Malchut, all the fathers. Chesed's power and judgment implied in the acronym, and the one who conjoins them, called blessing, is implied in its entrails. 805. When we say, "Blessed are you, O Lord, protector of Abraham," and the patriarchs and Malchut come out of Bina to their place, Malchut grips to the blessings from their fathers and extends in the fifth palace to the palace of love, right, chesed, to connect in love with blessings of the right, extending in protector of Abraham, right. And so it should be blessed, when the blessings come down from above downward, upon their exit from Bina to their place, where the fifth palace receives the blessings first, before the sixth palace. In the beginning, they were included a palace within a palace. But now that they take the blessing to be one before the other. And although the sixth palace of desire, travels first before the fifth palace, since the blessings are from the right, from Chesed, they must grip to the fifth palace, Chesed, and not to the sixth palace, Tiferet. 806. Afterwards, on the left, Gvura, we say, you are mighty, which is a bonding of the words you and mighty, which are two dinim. Because you is Malchut, Din, and mighty is the left line, Din. And when the blessings are extended from what the fathers received while in Bina, the Din is included in Rachamim. Hence, the Rachamim are on that side, all as one. This is the meaning of what we say, revives of the dead, supports the fallen, and heals the sick, which are Rachamim. 807. And Rachamim is the holy name Achdatam with the letters of the name Elohim, since the letters Aleph Achdatam come before the letters Elohim, except for the Aleph, which has no preceding letter. Likewise, the Mem has no preceding letter, for what precedes her is Mem. The Chaf of Achdatam precedes the Lamed of Elohim, the Dalet of Achdatam precedes the Hey of Elohim, the Tet of Achdatam precedes the Yod of Elohim, and since the letters Elohim Gvura, left line, rose to be crowned above in Bina, and elicited the letters Achdatam there to be called by them. It is so because when the letters Elohim rose to be crowned up in Bina, which is called Living God, the Chesed in Bina subtracted the Dinim in the letters Elohim that ascended to unite in diminished Din. Because the name Achdatam is 74 in Gematria, and the name Elohim in Gematria is 86. The name Achdatam expanded from Bina down to the palace of Gvura, to travel from within those other letters in the name Achdatam, in which the Din was diminished and to rise from those letters to the name Elohim in the palace of Gvura to mitigate the Dinim in it. 808. Because the letters of Bochu and Achdatam were extended from above, from Bina in the fifth palace, Chesed, and in the fourth palace, Gvura, the blessings began to grip from the middle, all. From the middle line, Tiferet, in the sixth palace, the palace of the desire, Tiferet. The blessings grip to the right and to the left, as Tiferet consists of both. This is why we say, you are holy. You is Malchut, Gvura, included in holy, Tiferet, Chesed. Thus, Tiferet consists of both Chesed and Gvura. 809. We say, and your Rav, questions? Yes? What to do if what is, I really reveal this great resistance for connection. I'm really trying for there to be a connection. That's excellent. Resistance to connection is the evil inclination that the Creator created and is being revealed in the shattering of the soul. Prior to that, we didn't have it. Only when the soul of Adam Rishon shattered, the evil inclination began. But it's been revealed as no answer, response, request, force, but rather it's being revealed that it exists in potential, in force only. And what happens after the soul shatters? We need to reconnect it from the shattered pieces. By this we discover the Creator. By this we, well, this small light that's there, where we can multiply it by 620 times. And this is considered that we reveal the Creator. That's the revelation of the Creator. How do we do this? When we try to connect, and then a resistance to it is revealed, the resistance to connection is something that, before that, you only have a beastly desire. Food, sex, family, money, knowledge, honor. It's just an animal. It's not the part of Adam. of the Adam Rishon, the shattered piece of it. Therefore, we need to rejoice in at last having a revelation of the clash, resistance, repulsion to connection together. And if we nevertheless, with all our might, and then discover that we can't, then also in prayer, we will obligate the Creator to unite us. Then through this, we will reach our first connection. And in it, the connection between us will be revealed. And the Creator in us, in the form of Nefesh. And then, Ruach, Neshama, and so on. Meaning, it is necessary for us to reveal in our tendency for connection, specifically, we will discover hatred for connection, which is the evil inclination, and then we ask for the Creator, who triumphs over the evil inclination and brings us above the evil inclination. He doesn't destroy it or kill it, but rather gives us the good force, the force of connection. And then we have two forces, right and left, and in the middle between them, the Creator is revealed. Is Bore the one that's giving me this resistance for connection? The resistance to connection comes to you from the will to receive, that for the first time, if I really don't want to connect, then you start revealing it. It's not that it seems to us that it's just like that, like laziness, beastly laziness. This is already a desire that is associated with the degree of Adam. Yes. You mentioned that we need to be in some kind of thought for unification while we read. Yes, of course. It's not clear to me what that thought is. We want to unite, very simply, that's where we start. Why? That's what the Zohar is meant for. We're in a shattered world, in a shattered spiritual kli. We want to come to a connection because that's where inside that connection we reveal the purpose of creation. We reveal the upper force. We reveal ourselves in our complete eternal way. So connection is our goal. The direction of our deeds. And the revelation inside the connection is the revelation of the Creator. Yes? The way you're saying it sounds fairly simple. I'm talking now, where is the thought relative to the reading in the Zohar? How do you synchronize? I don't know. That's already your philosophy. You want to get confused, please. I don't want to be confused. I want to connect. Then hear what you're supposed to hear. You just need to think about the connection without philosophizing. Where's my thought? Where's my desire? Where it will be revealed to you. It will be revealed to you. Both the thought and a desire that is such that you don't know what they are. It'll be disclosed to you. You just need to think about the connection. That's it. Simply. I want to connect. Why? Because in the connection I can reveal the Creator and bring Him contentment. That's the goal. Please. 809. We say, and your name holy, since we say you are holy, why do we also say, and your name holy? After all, this is a name, and this is you. Similarly, Malchut is called a name, and called you. Wherever there is a unification and a connection of the Sefirot in one another, Kedusha, an addition of Kedusha must be extended, but the addition is more important than anything. This is why in all of them, in the first and second blessings, it is written, you and no more. While here in the third blessing, Tiferet, which unites and connects the Sefirot Chug to Chesed Gevurah to one another, is where the place we say Kedusha and an addition of Kedusha. You are holy and is Kedusha, and you are, your name holy is an addition of Kedusha. And holy each day are the rest of the upper Kedushot in each palace. Sanctified by the addition of Kedusha, because the first Kedusha is for Malchut herself, and the addition of Kedusha is to sanctify all the others, the Kedushot in each and every palace. The right line is Chasadim Vak. The left line, illumination of Chochmah, Gar. However, it cannot illuminate without Chasadim. Because this is in Cholam, and this is Shuruk, and the middle line unites them with one another. And then there is Chochmah and Chasadim in both, which are Vak and Gar. And with that, the Vak, the Chasadim, are regarded as the majority of the Mochin, and the illumination of Chochmah, Gar, is considered the addition of Kedusha. This is why it was said that wherever there is unification and connection of the Sefirot in one another, we need to extend the extension of Kedusha and an addition of Kedusha, wherever the middle line unites and connects the two lines in one another. Kedusha is in one part of the right line, Vak, and an addition of Kedusha is on the part of Hitkalilut of the left line in the right. The addition is more important than everything else, because the addition of is considered Gar, which is more important than Chasadim, which are Vak. Malchut in Gadlut has only Kilim of Chasadim, which the Kilim of Achoraim of Malchut, Kilim of illumination of Chochmah, fell into Bria in seven palaces. For this reason, Malchut does not receive illumination of Chochmah, except by Itkalelut in these seven palaces. Since Chochmah dresses only in them, it was said here that the first Kedusha, Chasadim and Vak, are for Malchut herself. And the addition of Kedusha is to sanctify all the others, the rest of the upper Kedushot in each palace, which are sanctified by the addition of Kedusha. This is so because the addition of Kedusha, Chochmah and Gar, illuminates only in those seven palaces, as they are its Kelim of Achoraim. 810. And then everything was sanctified from above, from Bina, and from all the patriarchs, Chagat. Everything was tied in one knot in what we say, Blessed are you, O Lord, the Holy God. Here everything is one connection, because we say, Blessed are you, O Lord, the Holy God. This is why Tiferet is called union, tying everything in one unification. Happy is he who knows how to set up the praises of his Maker where he should. Thus far, it is in the first three blessings, Dvekut and blessing and Kedusha together in the patriarchs, Chagat. The blessing is one, Chesed, two is Gvura, and three is Tiferet, 811. Henceforth, in the 18th prayer, there are questions and pleas. But first one must seek to know the words of his master, so as to show passion towards him, so he does not part from him. This is the prayer, grant us from you wisdom, your wisdom, understanding, and intelligence. Since one needs to partake in the Kedusha of the upper holy name, to be crowned in. This is grant us for the wisdom, understanding, and intelligence, since one needs to partake in the Kedusha of the upper holy name to be crowned in it. The name of the blessing in Kedushot is Kuzu, which is the holy name Havaya, who is holy in Kedusha. The letter Havaya elicited from other letters Kuzu, since they are the letters next to Havaya. After the Yod of Havaya, there is the Kaf of Kuzu, and next to the Hey of Havaya is Vav of Kuzu. Next to the letter Vav and of Havaya is Zayin of Kuzu, and next to the bottom Hey is the last Vav of Kuzu. The connection of the names Havaya and Kuzu is as the connection of male and female, where the name Havaya, which illuminates in Tzelanpin, is male, and the name Kuzu is illuminated in the palaces in the female. These upper holy names are the Kedusha. 812. The other letters Kuzu are called Tal, or Dew, the Dew of Heaven, which is the number, the some number of it letters. For Kuzu is 39 in Gematria. It is so because here, below in Malchut, all things are in calculation, illumination of Chochmah, called calculation, and a number. Also, there is no calculation except for the moon, Malchut, since the Chochmah does not appear in any Sfira, but Malchut. Thus, there is no calculation except in Malchut. This is why we must connect to the Kedusha of his master and not part from him. And when he asks, the beginning of the pleading should be to know his master, to know his passion for him, which is the first request. Grant us from you wisdom, understanding, and intelligence. Henceforth, he will part a little and ask the pleas that he needs to ask. 813. All his questions will be after he arranges the order. Likewise, all his questions will be in litanies and requests before his master. And he will not remove himself from him, meaning will be angered. Happy is he who knows how to arrange that order, to go by the straight path as he should. 814. As fire unites with water, and water in fire, south and north, and north and south, since fire and water are the internality, chesed and gvura, and south and north are the externality, chug. East and in west, and west and east, which are tiferet and malchut, so everything connects together, to the, and the unification is completed in one another. 815. All who know how to properly set up their prayer, including these palaces in one another and tying them to one another, that person connects to them and brings himself close to being included in them. He makes a request and it is given to him. Happy is he in this world and in the next. 816. Once he has completed his requests and the body is completed on all sides in joy of the heart, and he asked and concluded the requests, he will draw blessings and joys below in the third palace, Netzach, once more to extend below. This is the blessing, be favorable, the Lord our God, towards you, your people Israel, since the stands, the legs, Netzach and Hod, are the supporters of the guf. The feret and their beginning below the guf is called the two lines, meaning that both legs, Netzach and Hod, are the supporters of the guf, the feret, and their beginning below the guf. And from the knees below, it brings back his prayer to Zion and being favorable and thankful. 870. These are the stands that stand over the offering, corresponding the two thighs, Netzach and Hod. And there is the third palace in the beginning of the two thighs above, in the guf of up to the knees, which is the connection of the prophets, since prophecy extends from Netzach and Hod of Atzilut, and visions from Netzach and Hod of the palaces. This is in the letters of the holy name, Hashtapa, which is the name Tzvakot, replacing the letters Aleph Bet with the letters Aleph Atbash, Gar, Bak, and Churin. And the first letters of Atbash ascend, and the second letters of Atbash descend. The name Tzvakot is prophets, and the name Hashtapa is visions. And Netzach and Hod are called Tzvakot. 818. In the third palace is the high secret called Braita, since Braita means external. Netzach and Hod are outside the guf, Tiferet. When a person reaches the knees in Hod, he will kneel and say, "Blessed are you, O Lord, who returns his divinity to Zion." But here, the Braitot returned to being Mishnah and were blessed together. Since Netzach and Hod of the palaces were included here, in the palace of Holy of Holies in Malchut, which is Mishnah, his divinity to Zion, since Zion is Yesod of Malchut. 819. The second palace below is the palace of an object of the heaven, in which the souls are entrusted to ascend and be seen in the vision of a dream, below the thighs, as knees, since the dream extends below and below the thighs. We go down on our knees and say thankful for the heaven, and we say that we are kept until we come to the blessing. Your name is good, and it is fitting for you to thank. 820. This is within the holy name Bam, Bamuchan, which are the letters next to the names El Elokim, which are Chag of Atzilut, as in, is written Elokim Havaya, He knows all of those other letters, Bam Bamuchan, that come out of Elohim, El Elohim, and below in the second palace is the dream, to let souls into this palace to see the vision of the dream. We must extend in these blessings to find rest in the world and in the next world. 821. The bottom palace below is the palace of the Sefer pavement, is the Yesod of Malchut, when we say establish peace, goodness, and blessing. Here is the whole of the peace, peace above in Yesod of Zeranpin, and peace below in Yesod of Malchut. Peace on all sides, right and left. Peace in the household of above, in Yesod and Malchut, in the palaces of Atzilut. Peace in the household of below, since the palace of the sapphire pavement, in which there are Yesod and Malchut in the palaces of Bria, is the household of below, in one bonding with the household of above. For here, peace is extended to all the lower ones outside the palaces of Bria. 822. Here everything is included and completed together, Zeranpin above and Malchut below, in one illumination, in a zivug to complement the full name Havaya Elohim, where Havaya is Zeranpin and Elohim is Malchus. This name is complete in all palaces included in Malchut and in all the upper lights included in Zeranpin, so they are all one. 823. When a person who intends all those intentions is requested to go outside this palace, he will pretend to be leaving the company of the king, his palace, and will lower himself before him. But he will be glad because he is the first to receive the crown of the extension of the blessings that extend from the unification of his master. This is a son, for he is from among those in the king's palace, and is so because when he leaves the king and everything unites in all those prinot, in the connection of the unification, the blessings and kedusha, and the addition of kedusha, the Creator summons the household of above, who are all the degrees that have been united by him, and tells him, write that person among those who are called, who esteem his name. 824. Who esteem his name are those who think and intend in his name, to unite palaces and palaces, to tie ties and to unite everyone in one unification. They are the ones who esteem his name, as it is written, and who esteem his name. Then he is written among those who esteem his name, and he is noted and becomes known above, and is completed above and below. 825. Anyone who comes near to his master and prays his prayer, but not to complete his unification, and is not concerned with his master's honor, tying ties, it is better for him if he were not born. The Creator says, write that man's childless, a failure of a man in his life, as it is written, who robs his father and mother, who are the Creator and his divinity. 826. Here everything is completed above and below, the holy name that governs above, Matzpatz Matzpatz, which comes out of Lord, Lord, O merciful and gracious, since Havaya is Matzpatz, when replacing the letters Aleph Ab with the letters Out. Advash. Here the holy name Havaya is to be sanctified in its letters in a congregation of 10. Another letters, Matzpatz are the sanctity of the individual in a prayer. We say the 13 qualities only in the public, and alone we say 13 qualities in replacement of Advash, which is Matzpatz. After he completes saying the 13 qualities, he stands on his legs to confess his sins, so the Isit Racha is unable to slander him and surrenders before him. Then he persists his existence to be blessed by the king's house. 827. Happy is he who is sanctified in this prayer in the manner, ties connections, unifies, unification properly extends, intends in everything and does not stray to the right or left. His prayer will not return denied. The Creator sentences his and he revokes. It is written about it, your father and mother will be glad the more who bore you shall rejoice. He has a portion in this world and in the next world. Questions? Oh, nice. There's none. Okay, so a little more. 828. It is written, she rises while it is still night and give prey to her household and a portion to her maidens. Malchut gives of the multiplicity of blessings of Kedusha and the addition of Kedusha that she receives. As it is written, and in the evening he dispenses the spoil. For Malchut dispenses portions to all and even gives a portion to the Sitra Acha. 829. This matter is for the faithful. The portion of Sitra Acha is all of man's iniquities and sins. When he tied ties of the unification and confessed them, they are all on the Sitra Acha, and they are all the portion of and lot of the Sitra Acha. If he did not confess them, the slanderer would slander him and overcome him. 830. If he confesses all his iniquities in a prayer, tying the ties of unification and upper and lower are blessed, as well as the portion of the Sitra Acha, who takes to his portion all the iniquities and the sins he had confessed. This is the He-Goat, as it is written, and confessed over him all the iniquities. It is also written, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities. This is its portion, its fortune, and its lot. If a person reverts to his bad ways, woe unto him, for he takes back the iniquities from that side against the will of that side. And because he takes it from that side against the will of that side, he harms him and becomes his slanderer, slandering about him. But when he confesses them, that other side takes them, and it is his portion and fortune. 831. The issue with the offering is that one needs to confess over the offering for all his iniquities and sins to give a portion to the Sitra Acha. The whole of the offering is to the side of Kedusha, which is the portion of Kedusha and desire of Kedusha. And to the Sitra Acha is the portion of iniquities and sins that were given in the confession over the flesh of the offering. As it is written, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. If you are piling embers on his head, and the Lord will pay your reward. It's also written, and the king and Haman came to the feast. Happy is he who knows his ways to walk by the path of truth. 832. Anyone who does not know how to establish the praise of his master, it is better for him not to be born, because the prayer must be complete above, out of the thought, the will of the heart, the voice, and the word of the mouth, to make wholeness, connection, and unification above, as it is above. And as the wholeness comes out from above downward, so it should be from below upward, properly tying the connection. 833. The secret is to the friends who walk on the path that is straight. Thought, will, voice, and speech are four that tie ties against chugtum. Thought and will are chub. Voice and speech are tum. Once they all tie together, they become one merkava to instill divinity upon them, the speech. And then all become four pillars to crown in them. And divinity implies on them in all those high connections. 834. The thought which is Chokhmah elicits and begets the will, Bina. The will that comes out of the thought begets and elicits the audible voice, Zeranpin. And the audible voice ascends to tie ties from below upward, the lower palaces and the upper ones. The voice, which ties connections between the two lines in Bina, and extends blessings from above downward, from Bina in secret, relies on those four pillars. Thought, will, voice, and speech. Chubtum. The reliance is the siyum of the tie in the speech Malchut, the palace, the place where everything is tied together and they all become one, since Malchut receives everyone into her. 835. Happy is he who ties the ties of his master, authorizes supporters properly, and intends in all those matters. He is happy in this world and in the next. Thus far, the palaces on the side of Kedusha had been perfected. The main thing is to just think about the connection. That's the direct thought of the correction of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And it's not worthwhile to join to it anything else but that. Against that, what we receive is the evil inclination. Let's pray for the Creator to correct it.
Shabbat shalom.